viniste a mí como poesía en la canción, mostrándome un nuevo mundo de pasión.
May 30th at the Park Theater.
Seventh String releases their album, An Ocean Laced with Glass, alongside Paradise on Fire, releasing their second album, The World Outside.
They will be joined alongside Sleepless and Indigo to create the ultimate rock night.
If you're interested in tickets, because obviously, why wouldn't you be? They're on sale right now, $15 a pop. You can buy them online at the Park Theater's website or in person. Contact any one of the bands or someone in the bands. Buy your tickets, show up, have a great night, buy some merch. Please remember to bring pants. It's a great sign. You never know what's going to happen. You might have a good time.
Tier 2 tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival are on sale now. Discover something new July 9th through 12th, featuring masked performance artist Angine de Poitvin, roots-driven The Bar Brothers, and laid-back indie favorites Real Estate. Plus, special programming like Time Fades Away, Neil Young at 80, and the vibrant Cumbia Cosmica experience. Tickets are moving fast. Get yours now at winnipegfolkfestival.ca. Get your tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival today. Great music from around the world, right here in your backyard, July 9th through 12th at Birds Hill Park, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
I'm Danny.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Grant.
We're Holy Void. And you're listening to our favorite place to rock,
UMFM 101.5.
Isn't it time you realize that dancing is nothing more than a form of expression of release?
Do you understand what I'm talking about? That music is so powerful that it's quite beyond my control. And when I'm in the grips of it, I don't feel pleasure and I don't feel pain.
These are innocent questions. I have not seen you perform. I've just read a great deal about you.
And I could certainly use a release.
Thank you.
101.5. That was July Talk with the News off their 2020 album Pray For It. Hello, my name is Emma Murphy. This is my show Sunlit Youth. I am the host every Tuesday evening from 8 to 9 p.m. on 101.5 FM. On my show, I play a mix of indie, alternative rock, and a hint of classic, so if that's what you're into, then stick around. So once a year, UMFM holds a pledge drive. This is a very special and crucial time of year for us because this is where you donate to make the station as good as it can be. And in return, you get great merchandise and there's lots of great incentives. So that will be coming up soon. My pledge show will land on April 28th. And if you did not know, I pre-record this show, but for that show, I will be doing it live. So I'll probably think of some incentives, like if you call in and you donate at least $10, you can play your favorite alternative song, something like that. So stay tuned and definitely tune in on the 28th. I'm so happy you're with me. I'm going to keep things going with one from Gap Girls. This one is called Vegas. You're listening at 21.5 and I'll be right back.
Yeah. played here was 12 years ago. The first time we played here was 15 years ago. And I was thinking about that today. There's so many artists out there in the audience, and I just want to speak to you for a second, all the creatives out there. And I was just thinking about, you know, a year and a half before we played Coachella in 2011, I wanted to quit. Been at it for like a really long time in LA, trying to survive, living in a now condemned hotel. And then, you know, a wind came into my sails again, just like it had done times before when I was ready to be done. And I said, I'm going to give this one more shot. And about 6 months after that, our lives changed. From the darkest time to wanting to quit to things changing. And in times like this in the world, where we're surrounded by fear, division, war, artists are the most important thing for society. So I just want to speak to you and just thank you. Whether you're being seen or unseen right now, the fact that you're being brave to share your point of view and your voice, it's so important. So I just want to thank you. I appreciate you. And I appreciate Coachella bringing us back to share this moment with you all. Thank you very much for spending time with us. It is our privilege and it's an honor to be here with you guys. We've got one more song. Thank you very much.
Was Foster the People with Houdini, and before that was Snail Mail with Madonna. So this past weekend, I watched many Coachella sets, including Sabrina Carpenter, Addison Rae, New Dad, Wednesday, such a good mix of pop, rock, alternative, everything in between, and I watched Foster the People set on Sunday. During the set, frontman Mark Foster gave a speech, which I played right before that last song, and I thought it was so sweet, so impactful, and so genuine, and I wanted to share that with you. Foster the People were the first alternative band that I really got into around 10 years old, and it was great seeing them perform and focus on so many of the songs from that era. I think they knew exactly what their audience wanted to hear, and they gave that to them, and they're just such genuine guys, and so I really love their performance. And yeah, I guess Coachella is just live streaming all the sets, which I'm not sure if they've done that in previous years, but I think it's super cool. Up next, I have one from Declan McKenna. Here is Mulholland's Dinner and Wine on 101.5 FM.
I got a boy in the apartment, all of the drugs.
Drive, that was Just Mustard with Mears, and before that was local artist Taylor Jackson with her song Buzz Cut. This next track was released in 1987. Known for its soulful yet dark and sexual tone, here is Frankie Knuckles with Your Love. Thank you. So the most recent movie I went and saw at the theater was the drama. I'm a huge Robert Pattinson fan, and I went into the movie not watching a trailer or knowing anything about the plot. They purposely kept the movie plot a secret and wanted audiences to find out themselves, and I just really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was really well done. It was super funny and twisty. One of Zendaya and Robert Pattinson's friends is played by Alona Haim from the band Haim, and she plays this absolutely insufferable character and does it so well. I felt like I could actually feel how insufferable she was in my skin, and I just find it really cool when musicians act in movies and vice versa. I encourage you to check out the movie while it's still in theaters, and up next I'm going to play some Haim for you. You're listening at 101.5, and here is Haim with My Song 5.
I found it hard, tried to reserve. I'll get it right when I am hurt. The moment is on to her. I'll be fine, 'cause I know
he's in her heart on the floor, thinking that I'll never know. I'll be up, going through crazy shit I did for you. In my mind, in my head, seeing all the words unsaid. Honey, honey, I am never coming home.
Thank you. It's dead. I'm not hitting him up anymore.
Cause you are somewhere in Beverly Hills.
You don't
recognize who you is. You missing out on Rika, compromise where we live.
And I won't
try to brag in your ear, but every time you speak, I'm just interpreting fear.
It's hard.
It's hard, so hard, so hard. Oh. You must be mad if you think I'ma laugh at the ass jokes that you're talking. You should be glad I ain't breaking the glass that you bought last year for my birthday. I do big things, I got big plans. I got big dreams, need a real man. Deep down real bad, if you think I'm a not talk talk, I walk that walk.
Too broke
to be so argumentative. I'd rather cuss you out somewhere in Beverly Hills.
You don't
recognize who you is. You missing out on rank of compromise where we live.
I won't
try to brag in your ear, but every time you speak, I'm just interpreting fear.
It's hard.
It's hard. So hard, oh.
Sick of
tossing over crumbs in my silk sheet. You think about another girl, not me. I never really was your type.
With Beverly Hills here on 101.5 FM. Once again, my name is Emma Murphy. This has been my show, Sunlit Youth. I am the host every Tuesday evening from 8 to 9 p.m. On my show, I play a mix of indie alternative rock and some things in between, so if that's what you're into, I'll be back next week at the same time. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, at the end of the month, it's the Pledge Drive, and I usually pre-record my show, but I'm going to be doing it live. I haven't done a live show since before COVID, so I had to kind of go to the station and figure things out again, but I look forward to that. More info to come about the pledge drive and the incentives and the merchandise. I'm going to play things out with one from Edmonton band The Velveteens. Off their album Slow Wave, here is All I Do. Thank you so much and have a wonderful night.
Will I be without? Am I wasting my time? The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 17th to 21st. Presented by Service Credit Union, experience 5 days of music, comedy, art, and much more in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Joining Sled Island's previously announced guest curator, Clipping, is English chamber folk ensemble Black Country New Road, revered Canadian pop project Homeshake, renowned abstract rapper Billy Woods, LA synth punk Sextile, fuzzy indie rock outfit Feeble Little Horse, outlandish egg punk group Snooper, lo-fi post-punk duo Sweeping Promises, New York-based ambient pioneer Laraji, genre-bending dream pop artist Salami Rose Joe Lewis, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
The National Greening Programme, run by Tree Canada, is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec and the Atlantic. They prioritise planting on Indigenous and public lands and planting areas of natural and human-caused disturbance. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive impacts. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
On with the earwigs. CDs are at the Cameron.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this for the last time. I am not Bob Wiseman, and you are not listening to CJUM 101.5 in Winnipeg.
Welcome back to 101.5 UMFM. You're listening to Radio Sin Forgiveness, and what another wonderful evening it is to be back on the radio playing music for you guys. I think sometime in February we played a 2000s pop kind of throwback show, and ever since there's meant to be a part two to that because there was so many songs that just didn't make the cut that time but were equally as good. And putting together the set list for tonight, you know, there might even be a part three sometime in the future. There's just way too many, you know, songs from my childhood, you know, when I'd be listening to whatever radio station in my mom's van. You guys know how it is if you remember. But there's so many fantastic 2000s pop songs. And, you know, it kind of makes me wonder where all of those artists went. Like, we don't have artists like Atlantis Morissette or Marianas Trench in the big 26. So Canada's kind of music presence, I feel like, has kind of fallen off a bit. Or maybe I've fallen off a bit. Hard to say. But anyways, I've got a lot of good ones for you guys tonight. So let's get into it. This first one here is Desperate Measures by Marianas Trench. Then we have Iconic by Alanis Morissette. And then finally we have Ghost by Fifi Dobson. Sorry. So let's hear it.
Drastic, trust us, you just